So as devotee parents, if we want to educate our children and we try to spend the least possible money and try to give them the best possible education, is that good? See, firstly, it's not necessary that the education that involves a maximum expenditure is necessarily going to be the best quality education. So the parents' responsibility is to educate the children, and whatever is required for that, we should do that. And we should equate simplistically that less expensive education is necessarily less quality education. But as far as the practice of bhakti is concerned, we sometimes have a simplistic understanding, separation. This is material, this is spiritual. And this material, I should do as less as possible, just entirely. And this is spiritual, I should do this as much as possible. This is actually a very surface level understanding of bhakti. Yes, we should separate between the material and spiritual so that we give enough time for the spiritual directly. That means we come to the temple, we chant the holy name, we worship the deities. So for that we should make time. In that sense we can distribute, separate or mark the material and the spiritual. But once we have cultivated through the spiritual activity, the mood of service to Krishna, that mood of service to Krishna should permeate our entire life. And then by doing every activity, it's not that we should be thinking, is this material, is this spiritual? No, for example, if in a class, say we are hearing a class and the speaker makes some joke, and then you start, instead of laughing, you start thinking, am I laughing for Krishna's pleasure or for my sense gratification? And there's no need to go into paralysis by analysis like that. Now just, it's a part of the Krishna Katha, we can laugh. So there is no need to constantly be analyzing material, spiritual like that. Our focus should be not what is material, what is spiritual. Our focus should be, how can I serve in this situation? How can I serve? So, our children, we should see them as, Prabhupada told them, the Vaikuntha children, Krishna has entrusted them to us. And therefore, we should do what it takes to offer them the best education. As far as economizing is concerned, yes, it's always good not to be extravagant in terms of spending money. But we should try our best to give them the quality education that will help them to become wonderful human beings, to become wonderful devotees in future, and thus they succeed in the mission of life and we also succeed. So we should be separated, because this material I should not spend too much money on this. No, our mode should be, how can I serve? Prabhupada writes in the 7th chapter purport, jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness extends everywhere. So even in our family life, in our relationship with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, there also we think, how best can I serve Krishna? And act accordingly. So give the best possible education within our circumstances. And that we should see that not as a material duty. It may be a material duty, but because we are trying to serve Krishna, it is also a part of our devotional service. Does that answer your question?